Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Tuesday, August 14th. The Bull Draw fire outside of Nucla more than doubled in size over the weekend. According to the most recent press release sent to KVNF yesterday, the fire was burning on nearly 21,800 acres and was listed at 19% contained. Fire managers estimate that they will have the blaze at 100% contained sometime around September 15th. 244 firefighters are working the fire, focusing their attention on the fire's northern front. Airdrops, bulldozers, and heavy machinery are all being utilized, as well as ground crews. A 17-mile section of the Divide Road remains closed, from the junction with Brushy Ridge Forest Service Road to the junction with Windy Point. All homes along that stretch have been evacuated. Periods of moderate to heavy smoke are expected. And the Denver Post reported that monsoon rains helped firefighters reach 93% containment of the Plateau Fire, about 14 miles northeast of Dolores. The fire grew more than 6,000 acres over the weekend and is currently estimated at 16,390 acres. A crew of 250 firefighters was able to more than double the containment level of the fire over the weekend. Created more than 50 years ago with strong bipartisan support, the Land and Water Conservation Fund will sunset September 30th, unless it's reauthorized by Congress. A large portion of Colorado's congressional delegation supports reauthorization. Eric Gladys has more.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund, financed by fees from offshore oil and gas production, will sunset on September 30th if Congress doesn't act. Suzanne O'Neill with the Colorado Wildlife Federation calls the fund one of the nation's best conservation programs, which has been tapped to preserve wildlife habitat and open spaces and to create parks and public access to outdoor recreation.
Essentially, it's provided an investment stream into our outdoor recreation economy in Colorado. Over the years, we've received approximately $268 million from this fund.
According to the U.S. Census, each year more than 2 million people hunt, fish, or view wildlife in Colorado, activities that contribute $3 billion to the state's economy. In addition to hundreds of park projects across Colorado, the program has helped protect places such as Great Sand Dunes National Park, Canyon of the Ancients National Monument, and Uncompahgre, Arapaho Roosevelt, Gunnison, and Rio Grande National Forests. The Trump administration's proposed 2019 budget would eliminate the Land and Water Conservation Fund's budget. Tracy Stone Manning with the National Wildlife Federation says if that budget is approved by Congress, no federal land conservation projects would be funded for America's national parks, forests, and wildlife refuges and other public lands.
For the last 50 years, we have been creating these remarkable public places, from urban parks to protecting wildlife habitat. And we have an obligation now to the future to ensure that this incredible American conservation success story continues.
Colorado U.S. Senators Cory Gardner and Michael Bennett and Representatives Mike Kaufman, Diana DeGette, Ed Perlmutter, and Jared Polis support reauthorizing the program with permanent funding. Representatives Ken Buck, Doug Lamborn, and Scott Tipton have yet to co-sponsor legislation to reauthorize the program. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
The KVNF regional newscast on July 31st reported some inaccurate information about the Western Slope Rural Philanthropy Days conference. Here is the updated correct information according to a press release. The Western Slope Rural Philanthropy Days conference, scheduled for June 12th to 14th, 2019, will be held in the North Fork Valley of Delta County. The announcement about the location of the conference came in July after Delta County community leaders were successful in their pitch to host the event in the North Fork Valley. Rural Philanthropy Days, or RPD, is a statewide program that provides nonprofit leaders the resources they need to lead effective and sustainable organizations. RPD conferences convene nonprofits, funders, and local governments to share ideas and develop collaborative opportunities, in order to build the capacity of local organizations and communities to address regional social issues. The Community Resource Center and Anschutz Family Foundation, along with local volunteers, coordinate the events in 8 rural regions throughout Colorado. The Western Slope region consists of Delta, Eagle, Garfield, Mesa, and Pitkin counties. A conference is hosted in each rural region every 4 years, with the location varying depending on the interest of host communities each cycle. Delta County nonprofit leaders and community members continue to generate momentum and express enthusiasm around bringing RPD to the towns of Hotchkiss and Paonia. A regional steering committee will begin planning for the conference later this month. For more information about Western Slope RPD, visit westernrpd.org. A Ridgeway resident got into the record books last weekend. Danny Thompson, son of legendary racer Mickey Thompson and a Ridgeway resident, set the speed record for a piston-powered vehicle last weekend during Speed Week at Bonneville Flats in Utah. According to a report by CNN, driving his father's Challenger 2, a sleek blue streamliner built onto the chassis of his father's race car, Thompson made a pass at 446.605 miles per hour. He followed that up on Sunday morning by going in the opposite direction at 450.909 miles per hour, for an average of 448.757 miles per hour. That easily broke the record of 439.562 miles per hour, set in 2012. The 69-year-old Thompson came out of retirement to accomplish the feat, and it cost him his life savings. But it also fulfilled a dream 48 years in the making. Bonneville is a dry lake bed on the Utah-Nevada border. Its vast expanse of salt hardens during the hot summer, making it the perfect surface for high-speed racing. The 8-mile course rises a mere 6 inches from start to finish. Some of the cars at Bonneville were faster than the Challenger 2, but they were powered by rocket or jet engines. Thompson's classic piston-driven vehicle drove on nitromethane and alcohol and gets 0.1 mile to the gallon. Thompson was determined to honor his father's memory by breaking Bonneville's national speed record for piston-driven engines. He never questioned whether he would do it. It was only a question of when. And that was your KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, August 14th. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.